السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم. Can everybody hear me? Okay, let me change the settings so everybody can. Okay, I'm getting some salams back. Alhamdulillah. We got brother Uncle Ali. We got TA Farzana. We got Fatima. We got my husband. We got Muhammad. We got Sister Samar. And we got Sister Widad. And we got Mahdiya. MashaAllah. Okay. Hopefully some more people will join us from the Qamar group. So let's get started for now. I'm still getting used to the camera thing. So if I'm not looking at you, please do not take it personally. It's the learning curve. All right. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I begin with the name of Allah, the extremely merciful, the ever merciful. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. We praise him and we ask for blessings upon his noble messenger. I'm about to proceed. فَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. I seek refuge in Allah from Shaytan, the outcast. رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَحْلُلْ عُقَدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي. I supplicate with the words of Prophet Musa alayhi salam, my Lord, expand for me my chest and ease for me my task and untie the knot from my tongue that they may understand my speech. And mashallah, this dua is for the speaker as well as the receiver, that we be receptive to the knowledge. Rabbana zidna ilma, our Lord, increase us in knowledge. Ameen. Again, assalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'm just going to check here in the chat. How's the sound? Good. Okay, we've got. All right. Is the sound bad for everybody? Anybody? If I'm not seeing that the sound is bad for anybody, okay, alhamdulillah. I guess there's ijma', the sound is good. All right. So I'm just going to give it a little bit of an introduction because I'm new to this side of the screen. So welcome, first of all, jazakumullah khairan for coming out to our first Saturday night Steps to Arabic Part 2 tutorial. And bi'idhnillah, by the permission of Allah, have the honor and the pleasure of joining you in a live capacity, in a live teaching capacity for these tutorials, inshallah. And when I started studying with Imam Arij over 5 years ago, I discovered just how enjoyable it could be. And I got so excited about the idea of getting others to feel that way. So I'm hugely grateful and hyped up about this opportunity. And I pray to Allah that he makes our time together a means of getting closer to him through better and better understanding of the languages that he chose for his final message to humanity. Huge blessing that we're studying this together, alhamdulillah. So on Saturdays, we will get a chance to practice what we've learned recently and also even to review some of what we've learned earlier so that we don't lose our previous progress. If you have questions about anything that we're studying, this is the time to take them up. So you have two options. Either you can email me in advance, and that's at steps2arabic@alkawthar.org, the email that you get the mailing list messages from. So you can email me in advance so that I get a better chance to work the answer to your question into the evening's program. And or you can just put your question in the live chat box as well. If you email me at steps2arabic@alkawthar.com, please put in the subject line question for Qamar tutorial so that I can spot it easily. So right now, I got a little bit of a kink in my neck, so I might be making faces. So I'm going to turn off my camera for now and just switch to screen sharing, but I promise that I am still with you. So I'm doing that now. I'm going to stop the video and I'm going to start the share. I need to maximize this. Start the share. And I want to share my screen. All right. Now, oh my, I need to remember how to show the chat. Okay, how do I show the chat again? Ah, here it is. Okay, is there any sort of black boxes or am I seeing, are you seeing just the Word file and the textbook file right now? Okay, no to the black boxes, correct? Okay, everything's good. Alhamdulillah. All right, so let's get started. Bismillah. So what we're going to do first is talk about our objectives for today. So for today, we have two objectives. We are going to review the families, go back to step one, and we're going to, well, not go back to step one, but go back to steps to Arabic part one semester to review our families, because this is key knowledge, and it's very important that we review these families. That's especially true right now, because we need to access that knowledge in the next weeks as we study the patterns for the present tense and the command tense. So we will be reviewing the families in the format that we use in part one. That's listing the family members. And can I see if I can find the chat again? Here we are. Okay, so our family members, help me out here. Our family members that will go in our family member table are, you can type an answer. Okay, let's get you started. Past tense. Who else? Past tense. Anybody else? Can everybody hear me okay? Ah, no, the table is in your mind right now. Past tense. Good, good, good. Sorry about that. Misunderstanding. So past tense, present tense, command, mastar, actor, acted upon. Sister Mahdia, jazakallah khairan. You helped us all out. So we're going to do that. But what's going to be new in part two is that we're also going to conjugate these families. So today we'll do the conjugation for our first family member, past tense. Now, I'm supposed to be able to see the chat window during class. All right. Sorry about the delay. So what we're going to do, so we're going to do that conjugation. And for today, we'll have our three words of the day. Oh, I guess, okay, don't look at the light gray thing, the light gray text. So we have Fataha, which is from family. Yes. Good, good. And then we have Allama from family. Yes. All right. Can anybody let me know how you know that it's family too? What's the tell? Yes. Yes. Excellent, excellent. And then lastly, Anzala. Yes, good. Shadda on R2. I like that complete response, mashallah. Anzara is, yes, all right. And what is the tell for this one? What's the sign of the family? Okay, I'm seeing here HW. Ah, Hamzatul Wasl. Ah, but actually, I'm seeing Hamza here and I'm seeing an H. What kind of Hamza is this? Okay. Oh, we're getting a lot of information here. Hamzatul Qat. Exactly. Right at the beginning. All right. So we'll get a chance to talk about this some more. Actually, Fatha on R3 comes in family 1 and family 2 and family 3. Hey! I just realized I'm supposed to, sorry about that, guys. I'm supposed to have my my little spotlight on. Yes. Ah, now you can see where I'm showing. So here, we've got the fatha here, we've got a fatha here, we've got a fatha here. But the thing that is unique about family four is here, our hamzatul qat' at the beginning of the word. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to look back at our textbook. So I'm going to be looking here at page 6. All right, so we're going to be looking, and we're talking about families right now. Just to recap, we've got, for one root, we can have multiple families. We have the example here, Sin, Lam, Mim. And the thing that's in common with all these families is the root. So they share a root and they share a general meaning. So we can see here harm, safety from harm, peace and safety. That's the commonality between all of them. So that's across the families. Now within a family, there will also be shared meaning, but even closer. So for example, between our present tense and our past tense and our command tense, you'll have the difference between like fataha, he opened, yaftahu, he opens, iftah, you open. So the meaning is of course shared within the family, between the family members. Moving on to page 7, we'll just have a quick look here at an introduction on the different family members. We listed them earlier. I better make sure that I've got the... I need to have the chat somewhere where I can see it. I think it'll be okay like this. So you can't see it, but I put it on my screen so I can see you guys. All right, so the past tense is a fi'il in the past, meaning an action that has already taken place in the past. And we said back then, the actor is he. So back then, when we were filling these family member tables, we said the actor is he. At this point, we are starting conjugation. So we're not only going to have the actor he, we're going to have multiple actors, such as, if you can give me some examples, what other actors could we have? Or rather, what pronouns could be? Yes, we could have she. Yes, we could have they. So we can have multiple different people who are doing the actions, different pronouns. Exactly. All right. That's exactly what I'm talking about. So now we've moved on, but still in these tables, in these family member tables, we're saying fataha. We're not saying fataha. We're saying just fataha, he opened. Now the present tense is a fi'il, which is happening in the present or the future. And again, in those tables, we said that the actor is he, but as we conjugate our tables starting soon for the present tense, we will also give the whole gamut of all the actors. Command tense, same thing, except that here we're requesting or demanding an action in the present or future. And again, we will conjugate with the different actors. Here are the main one, or the original, the one that we put in the window here, is you singular. Next, we have the masdar, and the masdar is the idea of the fi'l. So if our fi'l is past tense, is fataha, he opened, we're going to have the masdar fat, opening. A lot of these words have the ing meaning. And the actor is an ism, that is the person or entity performing the action. And this is something that we are seeing in our jumla fi'liya right now, an actor who's doing the action inside the jumla, inside the sentence. And we've been talking about how the fact of being the actor also will affect the status of that particular ism in a sentence, making it marfu in the sentence. But we're going to be talking about more later on. Lastly, we have here the acted upon, which is an ism that is the person, entity, or object receiving the action. How are we doing so far? Everything sounding very familiar? The present and future tense, in Arabic, there's just one word for it. So if I'm saying he opens or he will open, I'm going to say yaftahu. Yaftahu can mean he opens or he will open. So there's just one tense. We got three tenses in Arabic. We got the past tense, the present tense, the command tense, and that's why those three guys are the ones in our table. Any other questions? If you have some, just post them. You can send them to me as a private message, or you can send them to me in public like this. That's an interesting question. At this point, I think I'm going to just, I think I'm going to let Imam Arij introduce the term subject, because right now we're going to do review, but whenever he's ready, if he wants to use the word subject, I just don't want to confuse anybody. But right now what we need to know is when we're talking about these horizontal tables, a family member table, the actor is the ism like opener, right? Like fatih, fa'il. And when we're going to be looking at our conjugation, we're going to say the actor is hidden pronoun he. So we're going to use the term actor in two senses. One for the family member table and one for the conjugation table. Hopefully that will make more sense as we move on. If there's still questions at the end regarding that, then we can talk about it again, inshallah. How do we know when translating? There are some signs. There's context, absolutely, because if you're talking about, like, for example, the word tomorrow might be there. There's also some tools that the Arabic language has, which will come later on in the course, inshallah. These let you know that something is happening in the future. But for now, we don't need to worry about whether it's future or present, because it's not actually, we're not actually right now trying to understand the meaning of when an action occurred so much as how it fits in the sentence, how we're going to conjugate it. And anyways, Imam Arij is going to talk to us about the future, the present in the future. He's going to talk to us about the present in the future. Right now, let's focus on our family member table, and then we'll focus on our conjugation table. Inshallah. Okay, bismillah. Let's start by looking at, we're going to have a table here. We're familiar with our tables. So unlike Ustad Arij, who likes to type live very much, I am more of a pre-planned person, so I've actually filled my table. If you see some pale stuff, you can just go ahead and ignore that until I make it darker. So we have here our table. I'm going to maximize this so we can have a good look. Here's our table. I've got a few extra columns. So I've got a table here, a column for family. We have a 1, 2, and 4. I've got the reference where you can go in the textbook where we're going to go and look at our patterns. I've got a column here for family sign, which we discussed briefly earlier. There is a column for root letters and all our family members right there. So the first page we're going to look at in the textbook is, actually, I'm going to start with family one, and we're going to go on page 19, right here. So we're going to fill this up for, okay, I am actually going to need to show my toolbar. I got some technical issue here. I'm going to pin my toolbar, so sorry if it takes a little bit of screen real estate, but I really don't want to spend some time fidgeting with that. Okay, I'm so sorry, guys. I got a toolbar that is in my way, and I don't know how to get it out of the... okay. Alhamdulillah. All right, so our first root today is... Nun sadra. And so we're going to look right here in our textbook, and we're going to see, just one quick moment. I'm just going to actually have my phone attend the class so that I can see the chat, because I'm getting a little bit flummoxed here trying to see too many things at once. I don't want to miss the chat. I'm so sorry. I'm going to turn off the sound, disconnect audio. Okay, sorry about that. That must have been uncomfortable. Okay, so here we go. We've got Nasara past tense. We got our pattern here. R1 Fatha. Now the unhappy face, does anybody remember why we have an unhappy face here? Type if you know why we have an unhappy face. Oh my, guys, I'm so sorry. I forgot to, I'm wearing my earbuds since before the class and I totally forgot to plug them in the computer. So you might have been hearing me tapping on the computer. I'm so sorry about that. Okay, why do we have a sad face? If anybody knows, let me know. You know myself. Yes. We need to look in the dictionary. Yes, we're not sure exactly. So we're going to go to the dictionary. All right. And we go to the dictionary, we go to Ijtihad, and we type Noon Saad Ra in the picture in the box here, and then we click OK, and lo and behold, here we have Nasara, and what is going to be the R2 Tashkil based on what we see on the screen? Ooh, the sound went funny. Okay. It's better without the earbuds then? I just took them out. It's better? Okay, no problem. So whatever the customer says. So yes, it's Dhamma, exactly. So we're going to have, we're going to have the past tense first. So we got Nasara, which we can see here. We got Nun Sadra. We can see it's Nasara. It's spelled out very nicely for us. And then, yes, present tense. We're going to have Yansuru. We're going to have our Dhamma here on the R2. So we've got here Yansuru. We've got our Ya with our Fatha. And when we checked our dictionary for R2, we found out that it's a Dhamma. And then R3 here in this form, we have Dhamma. So far we've got Nasara, Yansuru. Next is the command. So we're going to go ahead and scroll down to look at how we do the command. Who remembers the first step of how we do the command? I know we've got something here, but I'm looking for the shortcut, the steps. What do we start from? Yes, okay, good. What are we chopping? Lettuce? Ah, good, okay. So first we're going to grab our present tense, which is Yansuru. Then we're going to do the chopping. Yes, we're going to chop our Ya, right? So we're left with Nsuru. Then we're going to chop, yes, we're going to chop our Dhamma, our last Haraka, and we're going to replace it with Sukun. So we've got Nsur. And then what's the problem with that? It is hard to pronounce. So if it's unpronounceable, we're going to look at R2. If R2 has a Dhamma, we're going to give it a Dhamma. Otherwise, we're going to give it a? We're going to give our Hamzatul Wasl a? Exactly. We're going to give it a Kasra. So here, we've got a Dhamma. So we're going to give our Hamzatul Wasl Dhamma. So we got Unsur. So we've got Unsur. Okay. Next, the Mastar. It's not got a predictable pattern, so we're going to go back to our dictionary. And here we got, mashallah, we got An-Nasr, which is actually a mastar which we're familiar with. So we've got here An-Nasr. And we've got, I wrote here that for R3, I know that we had a star before, right? We kept saying that our three tashkil is a star, an asterisk. But now at this point, we know that our three tashkil will depend on the status of the word. So our three tashkil will depend on status. Then we've got, the next is the actor. Alhamdulillah, we got a predictable pattern for the actor. So we've got R1 with Fatha Alif. Yes. I got R1 with Fatha Alif, and then I've got R2 with Kasra, and again, R3 will depend on the status. So we got An-Nasir. And lastly, before I answer that question, we've got our pattern, which is predictable. We've got Mim Fatha, R1 sukoon, R2 dhamma followed by waw for Al Mansur. Now the question is, how did we get the dhamma on Hamzatul Wasl? Because this is not pronounceable, Nsur, we need to put a Hamzatul Wasl at the beginning. This Hamzatul Wasl allows us to have a sound on it. We can put a sound on it. There's only two possible sounds. Either it's a Dhamma or it's a Kasra. There's only one case where it's going to be a Dhamma. It's if our R2 has already got a Dhamma. So you wouldn't say Insur. You would say Unsur. But if it had a Kasra or a Fatha, we would not say Un, we would say In. So for example, we have Iftah because the Ta in the middle has got a Fatha. And we're actually going to see an example of this in a few moments, inshallah. All right, so this one, so this was our first example. So we're going to quickly do fataha, the root fataha. So if you can help me out here, what's going to be our past tense? Yes? Good. Fataha, present tense? Yaftahu. Sorry about the tapping. I think I need to get an external mouse if I'm not going to use my... the tapping is me hitting the mouse. Sorry about that. And our command tense, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to say yaftahu. Sorry, yaftahu, we actually had to... do this, didn't we? Ah, here. Fataha yaftahu. We kind of cheated, we didn't look at the dictionary. So we're going to take our yaftahu, chop the ya, chop the dhamma, so we're left with ftah, that's not pronounceable. So we're going to put our hamzatul wasl in front, and we're going to say iftah. Next is the masdar. We have it right here in the dictionary, al-fath, which we know is the victory or the opening. The tashkil will depend on the status of the word. What is going to be, based on the pattern that we've studied, what is going to be our actor? Okay, we go. Yes, okay, good. We've got, okay, one thing I'd love, if we've got an alif, I'd love to see it represented with a double A, and we've got a waw with a, you know, like with an Fatha alif, A. So I can see that you guys are saying Fatih, not just Fatih. Yes, so yeah, so already a lot of you are doing this. So we've got Al-Fatih. And lastly, our acted upon. Good. Al-Maftuh, right? Now we're going to move on to the conjugation, which is for fataha. So we have got our table here, which is the normal table. So we're going to put it here in this column. So fataha, he opened. So this was our sample word, so we can show that right now. Now, how do you say they both opened? Yes. Fataha. How do we say they opened? Very good. Okay, fatahu. And we've got, oh, here. I should have been mentioning our hidden pronoun. He is our actor here, and our actor here is our alif, and then here, fatahu. Okay, You guys are able to see this. Okay, maybe later I'll be able to hide it when we get to the left. What's the actor in Fatahu? Yes. Wow, with the sukoon. That's right. Now, she opened. Okay, it's Fatahat. We don't want to stretch that. We don't want to say Fatahat. Right? Fatahat. Okay, good. And here, is the ta our actor? What's our actor here? Noah is the correct answer. What's the rest of the answer? Yes, hidden pronoun she. All right. And then if we have two women who are opening, who have opened, they both opened, how are we going to say that? Okay, we've got khilaf here. We've got differences of opinion. So we are going to say fatahata. So it's the same as the she, but we're going to add the fatha alif afterwards. So we do need to have the fatha on the ha. That's very important. Fatha. Ha-ta. If you can say that, fa-ta-ha-ta, you will see you got fa-ta-ha-ta, you got four syllables here. Any questions on that one? All right, so we've got one more left from this set here. We're going to say they, the women, opened. How are we going to say that? Good. I'm seeing a couple of fatahnas, and I've actually highlighted here that unlike here where I said it's very important that we have our fatha, exactly, we're going to have our R3 with sukoon as a Rashma pronounced for us, mentioned for us. We've got a sukoon here that's introduced, and the way that I learned to remember that where the sukoon comes into the table is that when a group of women come together, they mean business. They organize things. No more chaos of having these fathas and these dhammas all over the place. No, no. From now on, it's sukoon across the board. So this is our table so far. We've got fataha, fataha, fatahu, fatahat, sorry, my bad, fatahta, fatahata, fatahna. Now, I'm going to switch the settings of the chat, and you can send me the last part of the tables. We're going to do the U's. Okay, send me the U's, please. And we're going to finish this table, and then we're going to look at one or two more families, depending on how much time we have. So we're looking at how to say you opened, you both opened, you all opened, and so on. Oh, I'm not sure exactly how Imam Arij does this. I'm seeing a lot of information on the screen. Okay, we're going to do it a little bit different. What we're going to do is one at a time. So the one that's on my screen here under my cursor, you, one guy, you opened. Send me that. Okay. Okay, I'm seeing four. Okay, all the answers coming in so far are perfect. Some more? Okay, I'm seeing. Brother Eddie, try again. Just for you, you singular. Okay, we've got TA Laiba here. If Fatima, you can try sending an answer. Sister Fatima, Brother Musa, Brother Nasser, Sister Samar, I think you might, some of the, you already sent it. Okay. All right, so we've got Fatahta. So everybody, Brother Ali, try, it's Fatahta. Fatahta. Okay, so let's look at it on the screen here. Fatahta. You opened. All right, let's do you both. Don't forget to put a double A when you've got an alif so I can see your alif. Otherwise, I think it's a fatha. Okay, yes, somebody asked me how they could write it. Okay, so I'm going to type it here. Okay, so this is how you'd write fatahtuma, which is the answer. All right, so a lot of you have been sending that exact, sending it exactly like that. I understand that some were confused as to how to spell it. You can feel free to spell it, send it in Arabic if you want to try it out. But otherwise, as long as I see that there's nothing after your H, like no vowel after your H, and you've got your double A at the end, your M, I'm seeing the pattern, I'm very happy. So, excellent. So now we're going to say you all opened. How do you say you all opened? Did I spell that wrong? Okay, somebody said they did not see. Oh, right. I'm actually just going to write it under here. You can see it like that. I think somebody was not sure as to how to show the tuma. All right. So now we're doing fatahtum. Yes, everybody, all your answers are coming privately. The public chat is not there, so you're sending maybe even I can't chat. I can't send a message to you. Sorry guys. Again, it's on the screen. Fatahtuma. All right, excellent. So we've got fatahtum. We've got fatahtum, and then we've got a couple more of the yous, because in Arabic there's like so many yous. So how do you say one lady? She opened. Sorry, you opened. Somebody told me you opened the door. Excellent. All right, fatahti. And then if a whole bunch of women opened the door, all of you women opened the door. No, Brother Musa, you don't need to worry. It's all, the chat only, all automatically sends private. I made it like this so you don't have to worry about switching private, public, private, public. It's all coming to me. Excellent. Fatahtunna with the shadda on the noon. Okay, Brother Nasser, make sure you've got your double noon because we want to know the women, all of you women has a double has a double noon. Okay, so fatahtunna, T-U-N-N-A. Excellent. And then, if I open the door, I, Brother Musa, just one singular. It's actually fatahtu. Self-correcting. All right. We've got fatahtu. I opened fatahtu. And lastly, we opened the door. Brother Ali, make sure you're not adding extra syllables there. We want our sukoon. We want fatah with the sukoon. And we're going to add our na at the end. So from all these yellows, right? From the women, they plural, female. We've got fatah and then our actor. Fatah and then our actor. Fatah and then our actor. So we've got here. Fatah and then our actor. Smaller. Fatah and then our actor. All right, so alhamdulillah, we did good work. We're going to go faster for the rest of the session. All right, so we're going to, you're welcome. So we're going to go to a little bit faster now because we've only got 15 minutes left. And we want to have a look at a little bit more. Family one was irregular in terms of, did not have the same patterns as we normally have. So it took a little bit of extra time. Now, if we look at family two, we're going to look here in the textbook on page eight. Where's my textbook? All right. If you want to now send a message, I've enabled the public chat, so you'll need to toggle to everyone if you want everybody to see. So we're going to look at the pattern for our family too. So we've got in our textbook, we got salama. So we've got here our root letters is sin lam mim. We've got salama, our past tense with our shadda in the middle. We've got, very important, we've got the Yeah, I'm leaving here on the left. You can look at the details and you can also look at them in your textbook. We've got the you here. We've got a dhamma on the ya this time. And we've got the shadda on our R2. Yusallimu. Now, if you notice, we have changed the font. Even Ustad Imam Arij is using this font now, which is allows us to see all the harakat. None are going to be hidden by the letters, even the tall letters. So the kasra is now underneath the shadda, so you can, the kasra is always going to be below now. I just wanted to point that out. So you got sallama, yusallimu. We've got a command tense. Same thing, we're going to use, we're going to chop up our present tense for family two. We got yusallimu, chop off its you, left with sallim, chop off its dhamma. We're left with, sallimu. Chop off the dhamma, we're left with sallim. Do we need to add the hamzatul wasl for pronunciation or are we good? Sallim. No problem, right? All right, so no complications, no hamzatul wasl. We're just going to leave it as sallim. Then we've got a beautiful pattern for at-tasleem, which we do at the end of our salah, giving the salam. So we've got our ta, our r1 with sukoon, our la, our r2 with kasra ya, and our meem, our r3 is going to have the haraka, which is appropriate for its status. We've got four. Does anybody remember the trick for making the actor in family two? The shortcut. Somebody other than a TA. Jazakallah khairun, sister Rashma, for helping us out. Okay, no more TAs typing. Yes, we're going to start with meme. And the easiest thing to do is to start with our present tense and switch the ya to, as Brother Ali mentioned, a meme. So instead of yusallimu, we're going to have musallimu. And of course, its R3 haraka will depend on its status, as I noted here in small letters at the bottom. And for the acted upon, we're just going to reverse that R2 tashkil. We're going to say musallam, al musallam. And again, R3 tashkil will depend on the status. So I mentioned earlier that we're going to look at, we've got three words of the day, but we do not have much time left. So I'm actually just going to put in black and we can just have a look here. Same pattern here. You can say this table with me. I'm not going to unmute you right now, just for now, but we can say the table here. عَلَّمَ يُعَلِّمُ عَلِّمْ التَّعْلِيمُ المعلم المعلم. Now what we're going to do is go to our family member table. We're going to go to our vertical conjugation table and look at عَلَّمَ. The great thing about this is we're going to do exactly the same thing as we did with fataha. We're just going to change the ending, because up here, what's changing is R1, R2 is changing around. But here, all we're changing is the tashkil on R3. So that makes it very predictable. So I'm going to change again the chat. Okay, so how do you say, we did not talk about meaning, sorry about that. So, allama, he taught. Yu'allimu, he teaches. Allim, you teach. At-ta'lim, education. Al-mu'allim, the teacher. Al-mu'allam, the learner, the student. So here, how do you say he taught? This one is kind of a freebie if you want to. Okay, yes. Okay, no surprises there. Okay, make sure you're just looking at past tense, right? We just want to look at past tense. Allama, that's it. All right, so we're not going to have any ta at the beginning. We're just going to have allama. All right, so how do you say they both taught? We have got three answers. You can keep them coming. Okay, we need to have our shadda on the R2, right? So everybody should have those double L's, or if you're typing in Arabic, you can put your shadda. Okay. Brother Ali, you need to make sure you have a fatha at the end. Sorry, I had missed your, it had scrolled up too fast. I had missed that. So you need the fatha at the end. And is the Fatha our actor? Everyone? Who's our actor here? Oh. All right. Let me rephrase that. In Alama, the one that we already see on the screen, because somebody had asked me if they had given a proper answer for Alama, he, and they had not put the Fatha. So in Alama, who is the actor? Ah, here we go. Ah, I'm trying to hide this. Maybe I can just put something else on top. Sorry, I'm trying to be sneaky here. Okay, you. All right. Please do not look to the right. I am technically unable to hide the answer. All right, so the hidden pronoun he is the actor in Alama. Very correct. Now, the second word, they both taught. So I saw your answers earlier. Very good. Alama, who's our actor? Who's our actor in Allama? They both taught. Okay. Alif with sukun. Good. The answer is Alif with sukun. Okay, so here's our actor right here. This is our actor. Oops. Well, that's our actor, but in Alama, this is our actor. All right, they taught. Sister Samar, make sure you give the complete answer. Let me see the rest of the word, if you know what I'm saying. I don't want to give you the answer. Okay, we need to see the oo at the end, right? So you can write you, you, oh, oh. I just need to see the wow coming through in your answer. All right, it was very important because who's our actor in this word? That's right. The wow itself is the answer. So I need to make sure that you know that it is there. All right. How do you say she taught? Talking about, oh yeah, I was in my tutorial and Sister Solange, she taught. Okay, can I get a few more answers? Very good, Brother Nasser, Sister Reshma, Brother Ali, Mr. Mahdiya, Brother Musa. Try again. Yes, Brother Ali, your answer is correct. Brother Musa, try again. Here's a hint. There's the word she opened next to it. Mashallah, you're trying very hard, making a lot of effort. All right, Sister Shamim, did you want to try giving an answer? Typing an answer, Sister Widad. Sister Maryam. I don't know if Maryam sent an answer. Wa alaikum assalam. Is there any, Sister Laiba said that the chat is frozen for her. I think she might be thinking that it is because she's not seeing any messages. I'm seeing all your messages. Everything is coming to me. All right, so the correct answer, okay. Now we're just looking at she, one woman. All right, so the correct answer is علمت. علمت. Everything you're typing is coming directly to me. Okay, so علمت. And who's our actor? Yes, Sister Reshma. Yes, Brother Nasser. No problem, Sister Shamim. Just anybody who needs to catch up, just do your best to catch up as soon as possible. Even if you can look at the notes before you get a chance to look at the lecture, the notes are kind of faster to do. That'll help you. Just don't want to fall too much behind because every lesson is building on the previous one. Okay, so we are doing family two, so we need the shadda, so it's going to be علمت. Okay, so now we said, now we're looking at, they both of the women taught. Okay, Brother Ali, that's correct. Brother Musa, try again. Sister Mahdia, excellent. Yes, Brother Ali, that's correct. Mr. Reshma, that's correct. Brother Musa, that's almost correct. Just after your L's, you need to make sure that the letter is correct, right? Because you've actually changed the word. Okay, so what we need is علمت, right? This part here will never change. This part here, the fatha might change, but the part عين فتحه لام شده فتحه ميم, that's never going to change. That's always going to be consistent because now we're not changing anything before R3. All the changes are happening on R3 or after R3. So we've got علمتَ, and together we're going to finish the table. They, women, taught. علمنا. So we got a sukun showing up. You taught. We're going to keep the sukun. So we're everything after this is going to be علم. So we got علمنا. They taught. You علمت. You both taught. علمتما. You all taught. علمتم. You, one woman, taught. علمتي. You all of you women taught. علمتن. We probably have visions of fish at this point. If we attended last week's lectures. Now we're still going to go with our pattern علم, but it's going to be two. علم two. I taught. علم two. And our final one, please type for me. We can type علم. Okay, this is not the women. We got to be careful here. This is not the women taught. This is the women, or this is we taught. علمنا. Okay, hopefully next Saturday, inshallah, we'll get a chance to actually say them together. Actually, maybe we'll close with this. We did not get a chance to look at family four, but we get the idea. I'm just going to actually, we won't actually do much of a interactive exercise here, but because it's important that we refresh our families, I'm going to unhide this And here our sign of family two had been the Shadda on R2. For family four, as you correctly pointed out earlier, our sign is the Hamza. In our textbook on page 10, we've got the instructions on how to build this. We've got the example Sin Lam Mim. So Aslama, he submitted. Yuslim, he submits. Aslim, you submit. Al-Islam, submission, its tashkil will depend on its status. Al-Muslim, the submitter, same thing for the tashkil. Al-Muslam, I don't know if that's a real word, but it would be the one submitted to. Don't quote me on that. And if we look at our word of the day, we've got Nun Zai Lam, Anzala, he sent down. Yunziru, he sends down. Anzil, you send down. And it's got the same method pretty much for making the command. We start with Yuslim, chop off the beginning and the end. We end up with Slim. But it kind of works in English, but Slim is not proper in Arabic. Anyways, it doesn't matter because it's family four. So we're not going to even worry about it's pronounceable or not. We need to add our Hamzatul Qat. And this is Hamzatul Qat. At the beginning, Aslim. Aslim, Al-Islam, I've already done this one. Anzala, Yunzilu, Anzil, that's our command. Al-Inzal, following the same pattern. Al-Munzil, same as the present tense, but with a meme instead of a ya. And Al-Munzal, just reversing the haraka on R2. So we're going to come here and have a look briefly. I'm just going to actually uncover them all for us. So we've got he sent down, Anzala. They both sent down, Anzala. They sent down, Anzalu. She sent down, Anzalat. They both sent down, Anzalata. They, all the women, sent down, Anzalna. We got our sukun showing up here. You sent down, Anzalta. You both sent down, whether males or females, Anzaltuma. You all sent down, Anzaltum. You, one woman, sent down, Anzalti. You all of you women, Anzaltunna. I sent down, Anzaltu. We sent down, Anzalna. I had some examples here where we could see the words and actions in the ayat. Unfortunately, we won't have time to do that. We've already gone over by 5 minutes. I really appreciate your patience with me going slower than Imam Arij. I'm getting used to the system. If you have any questions, you can ask now. Otherwise, I think that we did a pretty good review. Are you more comfortable? Like, are you feeling refreshed with your family member tables? Is it all coming back? Oh, okay. Sister Matia is saying this was very refreshing. Alhamdulillah, like a glass of water. Okay, alhamdulillah. I just realized that the messages are coming privately. I was still looking at my phone, who's attending the class on the side. Ah, yeah, okay, so Sister Reshma wanted me to uncover the actors. Okay, I could have done that. Sorry about that. All right, and how are we doing with conjugation? Are we feeling, are we gaining confidence with the conjugation? All right. Alhamdulillah. Okay, I'm seeing. Yes, we all do need more practice. Absolutely. We're just beginning and we're going to get a lot of practice. inshallah, we'll hopefully next week we'll be able to unmute ourselves and say it together. I want to thank everybody for coming out. Alhamdulillah, we've made the tutorial has been made shorter to make it easier for everybody to fit in their schedules. Where's my thing here? I'm trying to get back to the. Yeah, here I am. So we're hoping to that more people will be able to join if it's only 1 hour long. But as Ustad was explaining this morning, if you're able to to attend the lectures by video, watch the recordings of the lectures and attend that 1 hour of live practice with the tutorial, that'll be an excellent option. Of course, first option is attending everything live. But if you can do that, make sure that it's the tutorial so you can get that live practice and feedback. So I'm going to leave the room open a few more minutes because there's a few final questions, but I'll go ahead and I'll close for now. And I will see you in class on Monday, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairan, everyone. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Okay, so everybody is free to go. I'll answer the last few questions. The tutorial from now on is 1 hour. The classes remain for 90 minutes, an hour and a half. Okay, there's a question about when to use AA. So basically, if you remember, we learned about was it counts that we were saying, like two counts or one count? So if there's two counts, like we've got a, let me show on the screen here. We've got here, I better go down here at the conjugation table. Okay, so we've got here, we've got fataha. That's a single A, but if we've got fataha, we're going to want to show that ha by putting ha like this, right? And if we got the next one, we got who, we're going to want to show who like this or who like this, right? This way, we know the difference between fataha, one person, one guy opened, and fataha, one guy opened, fataha, two guys opened. Brother Ali, is that more clear? So when there's an alif, you're going to show it like this. When there's a waw, you're going to show it like this or like this. You're most welcome. Does anybody else have any questions? Actually, I think I'm going to, this chat is going to save automatically, and then I'm going to be able to see. If I miss something, I'm going to post the answer in the WhatsApp chat, inshallah. Okay, I don't know about you, but I had fun. So I'm going to, alhamdulillah, I'm going to rest well tonight though. And if I've missed any questions, yes. Yeah, I think that, yes, Sister Laiba, I'm going to do my best to rest, inshallah. Okay, so if anybody has further questions, I'm going to close the room now. If anybody has further questions, you're welcome to send them by email to steps. Oh my goodness, what's the email address? My mind has decided it's on vacation. Okay, what's the email at the steps? I have it here. Okay, steps to Arabic at alkawthar.org. Steps to Arabic at alkawthar.org. You can send me the question there or on WhatsApp. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.